The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And right now, I'm trying to get my headsets on. I just stepped out for a minute to take a little break during the break and said hi to Robin. So everything is good. We have some, I have a text here from somebody. Oh, there it is. The updated list. Thank you. All right, cool. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. More than glad to take your calls here, talk about anything you want to talk about on the subject line, including, you know, anything you're projecting for 2025, anything about the current hunting season, any successes you've shared, anything, any jokes you'd like to tell, as long as they're appropriate, and we'll move on from there. All right, let's talk to Lee in Linthicum. Good morning, Lee. How are you? Hello, Lee. Oh, that was somebody else. I'm sorry. I already took that call, didn't I? Okay, great. Sorry. Keep me straight, buddy. Keep me straight. Let's see.
He's going to be calling in soon.
Oh, I know. Yeah, so it's just you and me right now, right? Trying to figure out who's texting me here. Oh, yes. Yes, in the morning. Good morning again, Jordan. Yes, indeed. I just got his text, so very good. All right, we have 20 some entries in the youth muzzleloader contest. We'll take those calls till the bottom of the hour, and then we'll do the drawing. We'll just do the little random number generator thing from my phone, and everybody will be happy except the ones that don't win, right? Right.
That is right.
All right. That number is 410 WCBM 680. Sorry, I'm a little disorganized there. Just got back from break and talking to Robin and don't have my head on straight. But I'll have it. I'll have it back here in a minute as soon as the first caller makes it in here. So we hope everybody had an enjoyable Christmas. Looking forward to the new year like I am. And I did get to visit a number of our sponsors yesterday. That was Clyde Sports Shop. Got to see them and got to see Battery Warehouse, got to go to Superior Linings and talked to Bobby there, went to Maryland Spray Linings, talked to Aiden. So, you know, I do keep in touch with our sponsors on a regular basis, and we're very happy to do that. So, oh, yeah, excellent bite. Yes, 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 got it. All right. Let's see. I'm just kind of reviewing the list here and seeing who called in and from where and all over. A lot of these people I don't recognize, which is great. Glad to welcome new callers anytime. And you know, we don't always know who the caller is, if they're a regular caller, if it's a child or grandchild or something like that. But there's a lot of new folks in the contest. And like I said, we're giving away a CVA muzzleloader, courtesy of the fine folks at Connecticut Valley Arms, CVA. It is a Optima V2 with a nitride barrel, which is a beautifully finished barrel, helps prevent rust inside and out. And it's camo stock. It's a Realtree camo stock, and it has a scope mount, which means, you know, all you need is to provide the optics. It's got the mount right there. You just take the top off, drop the scope in, and, you know, no buying any rings or bases or anything like that. It's already right there. And I've used that system from CVA on several of the guns that I have, and it's a great system. So Just be careful when you tighten the screws down with any scope mounting. You know, it's best to get them torqued. Get them torqued to what the proper measurement is. If you have a gunsmith, make sure they torque them correctly. Don't just crank them down, because that can lead to issues that you don't want to happen. And I have mounted, I won't say dozens, I'll say scores of scopes in my lifetime. I mount all my own scopes here at the house. And I don't have a gunsmithing outfit here, but my son-in-law has the gunsmithing tools, and I borrow his torque wrench every time I put a new scope on, and it works out well. So, let's see. Hey, good morning, Kathleen. Fingers crossed. Yeah, a lot of people are, that's for sure. Yes, indeed. It was nice hearing from you yesterday as well. Okay. Wow. Nice bag of fish. Plenty of fish left in the bay, isn't there, Lee? Nice bag of fish for his commercial quota. Finishing up for sure. Okay. So, Chris and I text quite often, and he also sends me potential show material, and I send him some stuff and things like that. It's pretty funny. Let's talk to Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, well, how are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Hope you had a good Christmas. Not a lot.
Yeah?
I forgot you were on today. I got up. I was going to go fishing up at Liberty. We went yesterday. But this morning, it's a little...
a little dicey out there, isn't it?
Yeah. But, we were going to go, but my buddy had the same idea as me. I texted him. As soon as I pushed send, I got a text from him.
Right.
And he was staying home, too. So it kind of worked out. But we went yesterday, caught a striper and a bunch of big white perch.
Yeah.
And he caught a nice catfish.
The stripers still as prevalent in Liberty as they used to be?
We were talking about it yesterday as we were fishing. The people aren't fishing for them as hard as they used to, but they're still in there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you look on Facebook, the Liberty fishing page.
Yeah.
There's always 28, 30 inches, posted in there. You know, two or three a week.
Those are interesting striped bass in Liberty. They're landlocked. They have no access to the ocean or anything else, and yet they continue to spawn.
Oh,
and,
the day before yesterday, Alan, we went, me and another friend of mine, Tim, and we caught a couple six-inch ones.
Really?
So they're reproducing.
That's great.
They're reproducing in there.
That's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yep. The very first day that the moratorium was lifted back in the mid-80s, I guess, or no, that would have been. Late 80s, early 90s, the very first day, the reservoirs were open before the bay was open. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we were fishing, my stepson and I, and some outdoor writer, and I think, I can't remember if it was Mike Beck or, I think it was Mike
no,
Beck.
No, Brad Beach.
Probably Brad Beach, yep, it might have been. We were fishing, and to my knowledge, My stepson caught the very first legal striped bass in Maryland after the moratorium.
Oh, that's awesome.
Out of Liberty, pretty much.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I swear, my personal opinion, I think they taste better out of Liberty. I don't know what it is. I guess when you're catching them out of the drinking water, maybe it's all in my head, but I like the Liberty better.
Well, it makes sense, of course, but I've eaten carp out of Liberty that are delicious. Absolutely delicious, and I think it does have something to do with it.
He caught the cleanest looking catfish I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this thing was snow white on the belly. It was about a 4-pounder. It hit a blade bait in 46-foot. We were fishing in like right on the bottom at 46-foot with blade baits.
Good grief.
I could tell by the way it was pumping the rod. I'm like, you got a catfish on there. He goes, I think it's a walleye. Anyway, we get it up, and it's a catfish.
Yeah, it's
a
catfish.
That thing was so clean. It was unbelievable.
Well, sure.
Usually we let him go, but he kept that one. He goes, I'm going to keep this one. It's too clean to let go.
Oh, yeah. Good eating fish, no question.
Yeah, so, really.
I'd rather it been a walleye, a 4-pound walleye.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah,
one of the best, one of the best fish you'll ever eat. I actually compare snakehead to walleye, and people go, "Well, I've never had a walleye." I'm like, "Well, if you never had a walleye, then you don't know what I'm talking about." But man, I love walleye.
Oh, I do too. And I
fresh out of any reservoir, river, deep creek, or the Ottawa River in Canada, where I caught the first one. So.
Wow! Yeah. Yeah, I tried my first snakehead this year. I was very impressed.
It's very, very good.
We talked about that yesterday, sitting in the boat.
Yep, no question.
Yeah. You know, Loch Raven's got a lot of them in there now, Alan.
Snakehead? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're catching them, a lot of them in there.
Yeah, I'm sure that somebody dumped them in there.
They're getting a few out of Liberty, none out of Pretty Boy that I heard of.
I hope not. All right.
I fish all three of the lakes a lot.
Right.
But, you know, I haven't heard of any coming out of Pretty Boy yet, but Loch Raven's literally full of them.
Wow. So, that's crazy.
Yeah. Are you going to go to the show up in Moncton February 1st?
We're not planning on it. No, we're not planning on doing the deer measuring. I may show up for the show, but you're not
going to do the deer measuring. I told somebody.
It would be nice if any deer showed up. But, I mean, we had three guys there last year, one from Cecil County, one from York County, and me from Easton, and one deer showed up. And it's, you know, it's got to be a little bit, you know, more worth our time. We'd like to be busy from start to finish, so.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get the word out, you know, to people, so you'd have more people show up.
Uh-huh, I agree.
How's Robin doing?
Doing okay, day by day, getting better. She told me to tell everybody she's getting better day by day, so glad to hear. We got her out for Christmas. We got her out for...
That's wonderful.
Yep, we got her out for... Last weekend, we did... Well, I think I mentioned this on the air, that we were in Baltimore for a comedy show. We got her out for that, and kind of our anniversary, and she bounced around the big garden center over there in Cockeysville, and... Got some Christmas stuff, and so it was good. So.
Good.
That's all right. Yep.
All right, Alan.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
I'll talk at you next time, buddy. Have a good one.
Well, I'll talk at you next year.
Yeah, that's right. I'll see you,
man. Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right.
Hey, you know, it's nice and toasty in here, and the fireplace warmed everything up. The gas fireplace insert that you keep hearing about, probably, you know, you've heard about it enough now. You're like, oh, I wish that guy would move on to something else. Well, I can talk about other stuff at Backyard Village if you like. I can talk about the barbecue grills. You know, they've got the pellet grills. They've got the charcoal grills. They've got the Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe. And, you know, they've got all that stuff as well. They've got any kind of furniture for any kind of room in your house, especially if you have a beach house or, you know, you want to put some porch furniture out, they've got all that. They've got stuff for your backyard. That's why they're called Backyard Billies. They've got sheds, and they've got chicken coops, and they've got dog kennels, and they've got greenhouses, and they've got gym sets or swing sets, whatever you want to call them for the kids. And they've got gazebos and pergolas and all configurations of any kind of dining table for the outside. I mean, high tops, low tops, 8-seaters, 4-seaters, you know, little bar tops and high chairs with a lot of different decorations on them, if you like, and all in that, you know, that high-impact poly. That just doesn't age or anything else. They have standard picnic tables, too. They have about this time of year, a couple hundred Adirondack chairs, you know. And you have to stop by and check the weekly or monthly sales. You can check that on their Facebook page, which is backyardbillies.com. Or check out the supply of the heating elements, too, at Hearth America. They have a Facebook page, too. Website is backyardbillies.com. So you should stop by this place. It's absolutely fantabulous right there in Kent Island, into Kent Island. Route 50 at exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If you want to go from this side and not come from the bridge, you're on the lower shore, well, just get off at Graysonville, go right up Route 18, turn right on Evans, and then left on Drummer Drive, and you'll be right there. Backyard Billy's Hearth America is open 7 days a week. Route 50, again, exit 44B. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace. Clyde Sports Shop. Stopped yesterday. Took a look at all the Brownings. Took a quick look at the Satouris, which are the over and unders, you know, for shotgun shooting sports, or if you like them for upland bird shooting, or maybe you like to hunt waterfowl with an over and under. I don't know, but the Satouri is the one. Comes in a lot of different models. The CXT, the Upland, the White Lightning, all of these over and unders are beautiful. They all have terrific features. You know, like ported barrels and vector probe forcing cones. And, you know, some of them come in a 3-inch chamber. The 28 gauge now comes in a 3-inch chamber as well. So take a look at the Citori, CITORI, over and under from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop. And then I took a look at the beautiful BAR. Oh, my goodness. I looked at the 270 model. I was excited that they've stopped manufacturing the BAR, but the BAR MK2 Safari is still available in a number of calibers at Clyde Sports Shop, as is the A-Bolt 3, which is the before the X-Bolt. The A-Bolt 3 came out. It's a bolt-action firearm. Clyde has a lot of calibers. And, of course, then there's the new X-Bolt Hunter, which is the bolt-action du jour right now. The X-Bolt, I looked at all the X-Bolts, the Mountain, the Long Range, the Macmillan, you know, the 6.5 Creedmoor, the lightweight models and that type of thing. If you like lightweight for your rifle, if you're going out west and hiking some mountains, maybe you're going to do some pronghorn hunting, maybe you're going to do some elk or mule deer, whatever it might be, they've got that lightweight mountain model, and they've got the Long Range model too. So the X-Bolt comes in a lot of different configurations for sure. And then, of course, the A5. The inertia kinematic drive recoil operation. A5 goes back to the 60s, and they have a lot of different versions of that, too. The Wicked Wing version is beautiful. It comes in vintage camo. You might want to check out the A5 if you're looking for a new auto loader shotgun. The full-line Browning dealer is Clyde Sports Shop in Baltimore, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway exit number 9. That's Lansdowne Halethorpe. They've been around since 1957. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. Clyde's Sports Shop, two S's right there together. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. The phone number again, 410-242-6108. Open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
I got to tell you about Russum's auction coming up next week. Starts the 31st in the afternoon, and then that's an online auction only. There are so many lots, they're just going to be auctioning off that one online. number of things. And then the live auction starts at 11 at the auction house, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland, 11 a.m. Starts Wednesday, January 1st, 11 a.m., right there at Russum's Auctioneers. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. View the online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com and follow the Facebook page for details and updates. Plenty of modern and antique firearms, muzzle loaders, rifles, shotguns, handguns, probably hundreds of decoys, artwork, hundreds of items for the outdoors, lots of vintage fishing tackle too. HiBid.com and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore. Over 800 lots being sold in 2 days. I didn't find my lot. I didn't even look yet, but I've got some nice decoys in there and a couple things. So located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland in Queen Anne's County. That number 410-928-3415 for Russum's Auctioneers. Number again, 928-3415. For the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make them run. But when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say man. And you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns on land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Thank you, Hank. We need that message, that's for sure. Country boy can survive, no question about it. All right. We have Lee on hold. Lee, hang in there a minute. We're going to do a drawing here. We have 22 entrants. And let's get the random number generator up here. And we have a winner, 21 entrance, number 11. That corresponds to... Huh, hang on a minute. Lily Dodge. Had a minute trouble finding it there. Lily Dodge. Congratulations, Lily. We'll be in touch with you, and we'll see what we can do about getting your muzzleloader together to you. We hope that that the young man that won the muzzleloader for the November drawing received it for Christmas. We haven't heard from Granddad on that, on how that went out. But, Lily, congratulations, Lily. Very nicely done. So we'll get in touch and to figure out how to get your muzzleloader to you. Now we'll talk to Lee. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Yeah, good. After Christmas and still working on those cookies, I'm still
okay. Are they working on you?
They're my wife has put me on a limit. She here's your plate of four cookies every afternoon or evening, and you know that's kind of the new program here. But to work off some of those cookies, I went out fishing Thursday with my daughter and two other friends, trying to use up the remainder of my quota.
Uh-huh.
And we did this mid-bay, I don't know what you want to call it. The young people, I guess, run and gun or whatever. But
right.
I had on my jumpsuit and my lacrosse heavy boots, and I don't know how many old hats I had in my head. But I'll tell you what, we had a ball.
Glad to hear it.
We were chasing gannets and seagulls.
Yeah.
Is there a really interesting technique?
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
They would run and stop, and they had really powerful optics, and they would glass for birds. And go to the obviously the birds.
Yeah.
And we cast. I don't know how many times there was four of us on the boat, and all four of us we'd be hooked up. I mean, it was we were using 2 ounce jigs with it's a tail called No Live Bait Needed.
Okay.
And my daughter will probably give me a hard time for saying that.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's all right.
The funny thing is that it's gotten to be a very popular bait in the within the at least the younger generation, because we were fishing 45 foot, bouncing them off the bottom.
Wow.
And these fish they were crushing it. And if you stay on them, the hardest thing was staying on them, but with good electronics and, side scan and stuff. These guys were on their game. It was really interesting. A lot different technique than what I do. I fish around concrete or bridge and structure, but to fish open water and the way they did it was really really interesting.
Tell me if I've been saying this for years. Tell me if I'm accurate on this. Okay. So you find the birds, and the birds are feeding on the cut-up bait fish that the school is going through and, eating, regurgitating, cutting in half, and that type of thing, and that's what the birds are feasting on, right?
Well, rockfish tend more to feed whole, but they're basically pushing the bait up out of the...
Right, okay.
Out of the water column, up on the surface, and the birds
The birds are on that, okay.
Correct.
But the technique that you were describing to me... I hopefully backs up what I've been saying for years. You got to get a heavy bait under those surface feeding fish because those are your smaller fish. Am I accurate on that? The bigger fish tend to hang on the bottom or not.
That's more or less a summertime thing when you see the little 12 inchers on the top.
Okay.
But these were quality. Alan, some of these fish were up to in the 50 inch range. Some fish we had to throw back. Over my limit.
Wow.
But it's winter fishery, it seems, from top to bottom. Correct.
Okay.
It seems like most of the bigger fish were underneath, correct.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I mean, you can correct me. I don't mind being corrected, but you know, the summer fish, the fall fish, when you're running and gunning after those birds, it just always seemed to me, if you're throwing a half or quarter ounce bait out there, you're getting hit before it gets anywhere. But if you get a heavier bait like you're fishing 2 ounce, you know, you're getting to the bottom a lot quicker. So
was a whole key. What you and I, we would have, you know, bluefish and, you know, chomping stuff up. And you'd see a lot of birds, terns especially.
Right.
Working the top. But this is, they were actually throwing, I wasn't there. These guys actually fished Christmas morning. Huh. And Alan, they were catching them on surface plugs. On, you know, the big giant smacker plugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Those big popwater, they were catching Alan this time of year on surface. So we didn't experience that. But the day before, they said the fish were, they were fishing off of around Tillman and Bloody Point. They were fishing all over the place. And they had fish actually boiling with really no birds, he said. They just happened upon them in about 15 foot of water. And they were...
Right.
They were catching them on big swim plugs and, you know, topwater lures, you know.
Right.
And some of the fish they showed me pictures were, you know, just huge, huge fish. They would bring them to the side, boga grip them, and release them immediately, not even taking the fish out of the water. They only pulled up a handful of fish to take a couple snapshots of them. But they were, we've got some... We got some quality fish coming up. You know, the big brood stock is, you know, in the bay right now, and it's, you know, catch and release. But it's we've got one tremendous fishery. A lot of the light tackle guides are utilizing, and it's just you know, you got cold water. Everything's perfect for catch and release.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, with the cooler water and doing it properly.
Sure.
You know, there's nobody trolling or dragging fish or anything. It's all. Light tackle, a good time.
Straight up and down. Yep, gotcha.
It's the fun thing was, you know, making some of these 5-6 mile runs, and you know, me turning a shade of blue was.
yeah.
They're running the boat, but
gotcha.
I highly recommend this. If anybody gets the opportunity, they haven't put the shrink wrap on, you know, get out and give it a shot.
There you go. Well, that's good. Good technique.
Yep.
Right. Hey, man, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Alan. You all take care and have a good one.
Thanks, Lee. You too, buddy.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Who do we have on the line? Let's see. Ah, Claude in Baltimore. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing, pal?
I'm good, all right. How about you?
All right. Let me ask you something here. I'm not really a hunter, but... I like deer meat as well. What's the best way to make deer chili where it's not gamey?
Where it's not gamey? Well, any deer meat, you know, it's, number one, it's in the technique that's used to clean the deer, to cut your deer. So what you want to do is make sure that you don't have any deer tallow on the meat.
Right.
And that's where the gamey taste comes from. You trim all the fat off and discard it because deer do not have caramelized fat, or I mean caramelized, not caramelized, what's the word? Where beef has the fat in the muscles, right?
Oh, okay. I got you.
Deer have it on the outside. Deer have it on the outside. It's a tallow, so you got to trim all that fat off, because tallow is what you make soap out of. So that's where that taste comes from. But I like to cook venison low and slow, and I like to, and I've just recently started having beef fat mixed with my venison, so I get 10% beef fat. So I've got a 90-10 mix. The beef fat definitely adds flavor. So, you know, you can make burgers, you can make chili, and it's a very flavorful mix. Getting the deer fat out of the mix is where you're getting the gamey taste. So get that out of there, and your deer will taste much better. So
that's okay.
Marbled, that's the word.
Marbled. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's the key right there, Marmalade. Yeah, I'm getting multiple texts using marmalized. What's that?
That is my police radio. They're acting stupid already.
Oh, well, okay. See you, Claude. Have a great day. Happy New Year. There he goes. All right. Bye, Claude. Marmalade. Yes, thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, John. Thank you, everybody who sent me the word marmalade. That's correct. Fat is marmalade in animals like beef. On the out, the deer fat is on the outside of a deer's meat. Okay, so when you get a steak cut, and you have normally the processors will take that off. They'll trim that off before they do anything. But if you cut your own and you leave that fat on, that's where you're going to get that taste. So, yes, indeed. Okay. Yes, hang deer for at least 3 days, and that's a good one from Lee. They'll be grinding 100 pounds of venison on Sunday. That must have been a good, successful season. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Kathleen. That's a good one. 410 WCBM 680. Text, emails, all coming at me at the same time. I love it while I'm on the air. So, I think at that point we'll tell you about one of our sponsors, one of my favorites, Spurry's Tire Service, right here in Easton. Morning, Brent. How are you, buddy? Hope everything's well. Should be on his way in right now, if he's not there already. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50. They open at 7 o'clock in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Did I say there's no appointment needed for tires? This is unique to me. That you walk in, they come out, they take a look at the size tires on your car. You walk back in, they say, this is what I've got. I got Bridgestones, I got Firestones. This is what I recommend for your car. Do you want to wait? We'll put them on for you. And if the answer is sure, I'll wait, then you get your tires. Walk in, walk out with new tires. Pretty cool. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, just off Route 50 in Easton. American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as all the others. If you need a Michelin or something else, they've got it. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck. Any make, any model. That's right. You got a tri-axle you need some tires on? Well, they'll put them on there for you. You got a little Mini Cooper or something like that? They have the tires for those, too. Any tire for any machine that you have in your backyard or your barnyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor. If the kids have transformers in you, that you're, they got for Christmas, they probably have tires for those, too. If you own a trailer of any kind, or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light or any other light happens to show up on your dashboard. They have the technology to figure out what it is, and they'll fix it. They have a 24-hour truck service, too. That and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, satisfied for well over 30 years. That phone number, 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com, 822-7384. Did I mention there's no appointment needed for tires? I might have. For Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find a real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties. Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet. Deer supplements featuring Tecumati products and all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders and accessories, apple cracker blocks, all that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, hunting blinds, deer feeders, and apple cracker deer feed, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed. 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. And the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, That's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
You do your thing and I'll do mine. That's my thing right there. Steve in Pasadena. Morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, buddy. Thank you.
I think I emailed you a couple weeks ago. I wanted to get your opinion on something. About hunting with folks you meet up with at like
the areas.
Yeah, I've had that happen a couple times, and I've just been a little gun shy about it. No pun intended.
But, you and I both. Yeah, you and I both.
Yeah.
We all have notable tales from hunting or fishing with people we've never met, and some of the things that happen. It's like, how'd I get stuck with this guy? You know, so I get it.
Yeah. There was a group, I guess, last year I had a chance to connect with twice. And the second time I could not. But the first time, you know, I was like, nah, that's okay. And schlepped all my stuff out in the field, goose hunting. And, you know, I went probably another long distance away from where those guys ended up setting up at. They did pretty good. And, didn't seem to do anything too chanty, too questionable. But
right.
Yeah, I just I think I always hear some old horror stories about, you know, and stuff like that. So
yeah, that I don't learn too much about that. I mean, as long as I'm legit, I've had them, you know, I've been checked, on site, and I've always been legit, and never had a problem with it. And then so. That's the least of my worries right there, getting checked by the
safety being number one, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But anyway, I just wanted to get your 2 cents on that. That's all.
Yeah.
If I got a chance to maybe get out here in the next couple of days. So.
Sure, exactly. Well, you know, right. I talked with you about the Upper Bay Gun Club, and
yes.
I've been with those guys for a long time, and I've been on trips with you know, people I didn't know, and always been welcomed and always been treated very well. So I can't complain about that group at all. So
great,
good people.
Good deal.
So yeah, and I know, you know, I didn't know, but I do know a few of their members now, and you know, I don't see any issues there. So
yeah.
Anyway,
and I keep hearing the stories of all these big stripers coming up.
Well, I hear them. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's something else. Something else. So. All
appreciate
right,
the call,
so
Steve.
Much.
Happy New Year, buddy. Appreciate the call. Yep. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. And I think we have our final caller on the line.
Joe,
and that would
Whitman.
Be Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good
Hello,
morning,
Joe.
Alan.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, I just wanted to call in. Pap was quite a hit Christmas morning with the muzzle loader. Took down the
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, his Uncle Hank contributed a scope, and he's just all set.
He's ready to go. Good for him.
He's ready to go. Yeah.
Good. Well, maybe you'll be able to get out this late season for a day or two. You never know.
Yeah, if I can get down there. The boy, he lives down in Roanoke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's got his eyes on the cameras. He's been seeing some nice deer out back.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I wish I was. They're just, I don't know where they are. I really don't know. But, you know, they'll show up eventually after the season.
Yeah, right. You got that right.
Yeah, they always
do. Happy New Year to you, buddy. And
well, thank you very much. I'm glad the muzzleloader was a hit. And you just have a great New Year's yourself.
All right, buddy. Good.
I mean, thanks.
To you.
Take care. Yeah. Bye bye. There he goes. Grandpa, the winning first youth muzzleloader contest. The second one is Lily, and we will be in touch with that phone number affiliated with that. And there we go. Okay, cool. Thank you, John B. Appreciate that. We'll talk soon, I'm sure. All right. Any callers on the line there, Aaron?
We are all caught up and ready to do our spots.
Ready to do our spots. Well, okay, very good. I guess I'll talk about our familiar sponsors as well. And we'll talk one more time. This will be the last commercial for the Russum New Year's Day, Russum Furniture Auctioneers. This will be the last commercial for their event until the day, New Year's Day. Sportsman's Auction is Wednesday. That's this coming Wednesday, January 1st, 2025, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum's Auctioneers, 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. That's a live auction at the facility as well as online. The night before New Year's Eve, if you're not doing anything, log in and get ready to bid on some of the other lots at the first day. That'd be the 31st. And you can check all that information out at the website, Russum's, R-U-S-S-U-M-S, furniture, .hibid.com. Or you can follow their Facebook page, Russum Furniture Auctioneers, for updates. Modern and antique firearms, and I mean lots of them, rifles, shotguns, handguns, muzzleloaders, decoys, artwork, beautiful artwork, a lot of vintage fishing lures, hundreds of items for the outdoors, 800 lots altogether, if not more. HiBid.com, HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. I'm registered. Are you? Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore, with over 800 lots being sold over 2 days. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland. That's Queen Anne's County. That number, 410-928-3415 for Russum's Auctioneers. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. It's nice and warm and cozy in here. I just turned the insert off, the fireplace insert, from our good friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Yes, indeed. We filled that old fireplace that we never used up with a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. We really liked the way we were treated, the customer service, the knowledge, the price. All was good. Hearth America Backyard Billy's not only did the installation, but they facilitated us with finding the guy to do the stonework behind the fireplace, you know, behind the firebox. That all worked out great with the mantle and the hearth and the whole thing. The mantle came from a listener up in Carroll County. It was an 1813-something spring house that the mantle came out of. So that's pretty cool. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, or check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary or your alternative heat source. And Backyard Billy's also sells pellets. You can go in there and get a couple bags, or you can get a pallet of pellets for the cold weather. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page. 410-827-4500 is the phone number, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's Graysonville if it's heat you want. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll tell you one more time about Clyde Sports Shop. Yes, indeed. Waterfowl season is here. Take a look at the A5. The A5 in vintage camo. They have the standard A5, and then they have the Wicked Wing version with the Cerakote bronze barrel, the Cerakote bronze receiver. It's a super reliable autoloader duck hunting shotgun featuring the kinematic drive recoil operation. Fast reloads. Composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze finish on the receiver and barrel, an oversized bolt release, extended in Vector DS goose band choke tubes. This is the vintage, the Wicked Wing vintage camo, and corrosion resistant chrome bore. With the Wicked Wings version, you get an ABS case included. I would highly recommend, if you're looking for a Browning, stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Halethorpe, 21227. Been around since 1957. Been a Browning dealer since the 60s. 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for ClydeSportShop.com. ClydeSportShop.com. Open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all accessories. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handgun rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Old Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81.
1 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're a little late, but I did want to wish everyone Happy New Year. I hope you had a joyous Christmas. I know there's people out there who are hurting and suffering and dealing with all kinds of family issues. And, you know, just be aware that God is still in control. You know, yield to His will for your life and have a Happy New Year. Get out, stay safe. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you in 2025.